Nolte, CNN reporter who attacked Babylon Bee, repeatedly retweeted The Onion. By John Nolte on January 7, 2020. CNN disinformation reporter Donny O'Sullivan was caught red-handed in an audacious act of hypocrisy after he attacked the satirical news website The Babylon Bee. O'Sullivan used his verified Twitter account to smear The Babylon Bee, a Christian satire site, with a series of tweets that basically accuses The Bee of using the satire label as a means to deliberately spread fake news. Referring to a Babylon Bee satirical piece about Democrats calling for the flag to be lowered to half-mast over the killing of Iranian terror chief Qasem Soleimani, O'Sullivan complained in a series of tweets. To put this in perspective, this is the same number of engagements the top NY Times and CNN stories on Facebook had over the past week. A lot of people sharing this satirical story on Facebook don't know it is satire. Having a disclaimer buried somewhere on your site that says it's satire seems like a good way to get around a lot of the changes Facebook has made to reduce the spread of clickbait and misinformation. Some of the comments left by Facebook users sharing the link. Half flag for the death of an Iranian terrorist. Seriously? I wish this was a joke. Half of the left has gone full anti-America, full terrorist supporter this week. I wish this was satire. O'Sullivan then linked to an article from August from the far-left New York Times asking if the Babylon Bee is satire or deceit. This is just the latest attack on the Babylon Bee from the fake media. Although Comedy Central broadcasts countless fake news shows, although there are countless satirists out there doing the same thing the Bee does from the left, the Bee is singled out for only two reasons. One, it is very, very good at what it does. And two, what it does so well is ridicule the left, including the garbage fire of hate and lies that is CNN. Last year, the joke police over at the far-left fact-check site Snopes went on a similar rampage against the Babylon Bee, with the obvious goal of having social media outlets like Facebook blacklist the site. This also is not the first time CNN has attacked the Babylon Bee. Last year, Brian Stelter tweeted out that the Babylon Bee is a fake news site. They call it satire. After O'Sullivan launched this latest attack, Adam Fort, the Babylon Bee's founder, decided to see if O'Sullivan, who identifies as an unbiased newsman, ever expressed the same concerns about The Onion, which does the exact same thing The Bee does, only from a left-wing point of view. Fort not only discovered that O'Sullivan has never expressed concern over The Onion spreading disinformation. Fort found that on countless occasions, O'Sullivan had retweeted Onion articles to his Twitter followers, and get this. Mr. Real Reporter, Mr. Disinformation Reporter, did not alert anyone he was retweeting a satire site. And yes, Real Reporter Donny O'Sullivan was working for CNN in 2016 when he was spreading all the Onion's disinformation without clearly labeling his tweet as satire. This is just another example of why everyone hates the media. O'Sullivan is not concerned with disinformation by means of satire. If he was, he would be railing against The Daily Show and not tweeting out The Onion with so much delight. What we have here is a so-called reporter, yet another CNN reporter, just like we have seen with Brian Stelter and the hideous Oliver Darcy, launching a blacklisting campaign against the political right. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.